You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Norvell on X at @Coach_Norvell. Coach, what's happening, man? How are you?
I'm doing great. Definitely an honor to be on your show, brother.
How about it, man? Who knew? Who knew? Not me. Not me. Not you either. How about that? Good Lord.
No, really proud of you, though.
Appreciate it.
You're off to a great start for your career, and just really excited about where your future is going, and just appreciate you having me on.
Yes, sir. Well, how about your team? How was spring, and how was everything like that? I mean, positive spring. I definitely had some new guys, have a new quarterback there with DJU. How did all that go?
It's gone well. I mean, you know, obviously we had a great group and a great team a year ago. You know, had some wonderful players. That we had 10 guys drafted in the NFL draft. This April, and so, but it's a new opportunity, and we got 80 guys that are on this team that were on last year's football team, and so it's just new opportunities. And I thought the guys worked really hard. Added some great newcomers into the program, and really excited about how this team's coming together, and just excited for what's ahead.
Yeah, and if I still have my football schedule, if I have my clock right, is it Super Gasser season? Coach Storm's working those guys over pretty good.
Yeah, we started. This is our first official week. You're back, and so. He's waking them up pretty good. So he's Coach Storm's doing a great job, and you guys have, they're embracing the work that they had, and you've got off to a great first week.
See, it always threw me off with Coach Storm's. It's like usually you build up to the hardest, conditioning workout of the year. He starts with the hardest one. That's good stuff.
Get your mind right.
Yeah, he breaks them in pretty good. I'll say that. Now, headed into the rest of this offseason, when are you guys going to start fall camp, and then how is that all going to go?
So we play week zero this year. So we actually we start up. I think it's going to be July 24th will be our first practice. And so we get an early start. We play in Ireland in week zero. So just a little bit of a different dynamic. We have our first two games of the season are going to be ACC conference games, and then. Then we get the bye week before Memphis comes to town, and So it's going to be definitely a great sense of urgency for what's ahead, and we know we've got a great but challenging schedule ahead, and our guys are they've taken the right approach and just and how they're working to prepare.
So with Dublin, how is the schedule going to work? You get out there a week early or just a few days early? Because you definitely have to get used to the time change and everything else. Practice a couple times out there. How is that schedule going to work out? Are you get out there pretty early?
Yeah, well, we're actually going to go out. We'll leave out basically Wednesday evening. So we'll practice in Tallahassee on Wednesday. We'll leave out that night, get to Dublin on Thursday, and really kind of just jump right into our preparation. Thursday, Friday kickoff, there on Saturday. And, it's unique because we play the next Monday on Labor Day. And so we're going to stay, keep the team there on the Sunday after the game and kind of let them get a little educational experience being in Dublin. And I think it'll be, really, really good opportunity for them. A bunch of them, first time ever being out of the country. So are you excited about what that's going to be? But it's going to be, a great matchup. Georgia Tech's turning a lot of guys here, on their team. And we know it's going to be, a heck of a kickoff playing in week zero.
Now here in Memphis, Saturday, September 14th in Tallahassee, I think there's going to be a lot of people that make that trip. Definitely high hopes for what this team team can be under Ryan. What are you guys thinking about that game, and how did it come together? I want to start there. How did it come together? Did you have any say in it? Because I think that's a question that a lot of people in my listening audience want to know.
Yeah, you know, it was, I want to say after maybe my first year here, you know, Laird had reached out and, you know, got a chance to connect on, you know, what there could be, the possibilities, and, you know, being, you know, pretty familiar with just knowing the schedule there, using that second week in September, you know, Memphis playing a road game, and we had an open date, and, you know, I've got, you know, basically both administrations, you know, connected and, you know, able to come up with a great deal for both sides. And, you know, Memphis, I think, is kind of one of the best teams in the country next year. And, you know, Ryan's done a great job, you know, very experienced group. You know, obviously, you know, Seth's an awesome quarterback, some great playmakers around him. You know, it's going to be a heck of a matchup. And, you know, it'll be our third game of the season. And, you know, we're going to have to be hitting on all cylinders, you know, because this is I think it's one of the most, you know, experience, but, you know, also explosive football teams in the country. And that you really, you know, I love Memphis. I love, you know, everything about the program and just, you know, the work and everything that's gone into it. So I'm really proud of where the program's continuing to push to, but I know it's going to be a great challenge having to compete against it.
Yeah. And you're going to have the bye week before it. I bet that's a positive heading into that week three matchup out of conference.
Well, yeah, you know, we play in that Monday of Labor Day. You know, it's kind of, I'm glad that we, you know, are not rushed into a short week, you know, the following. But, you know, starting off with two ACC games, I mean, they're going to be, you know, it's going to be a battle. And then you starting that early with the week zero, you know, we're reporting in for fall camp there in late July is definitely a different dynamic. So it'll be good to be able to have a deep breath during the bye week, but also get a little extra time in preparation for Memphis coming to town.
Now let's go back to the University of Memphis days. What kind of things did you carry over from the way you ran at Memphis? And I'm going to say ups and downs, even though the downs were still 8-win seasons, right? But what did you carry over from the Memphis days to what you're doing now at Florida State? How much did you learn along the way? What do you do differently than what you did here at Memphis? What are some of those things that you look at and you sort of modeled this Florida State program after you got done at the University of Memphis?
You know, I mean, I thought we had a great culture, you know, there at Memphis. It was, you know, built off of work, and you know, just a, you know, great group of players that cared about each other, that were willing to sacrifice for each other. You know, just you know, that constant focus on improvement and growth, and you know, that's something that we've definitely carried, you know, here to Florida State, and you know, started off. I mean, we had to go through the process. We had to go through some challenging times. You know, when we faced that, you know, we faced that in our time in Memphis.
Yeah,
I remember.
Yeah.
I remember we, you know, at one point we're sitting there 4-4, you know, after a very, you know, tough loss, you're going to Missouri, and really had to kind of regroup and refocus on just who we were, what we're all about, and you end up winning out, and you get a chance to compete in the championship game, winning the division. I mean, that was one of those moments that you saw what a team could do when they can just continue to grow and continue to get better. And you know, we've had some of those moments here where you find yourself in a losing streak, or you find some things that don't go your way, but you know, you do have an opportunity to respond, and that's what we tried to build. And we've got a great group here, and you know, the culture, you know, the relationships, the mindset of the guys that we have here, and it's really something that I am proud of, and you know, just excited about where it's going to continue to grow.
Yeah, and there's definitely growing pains whenever you take over a program. They definitely had it at the University of Memphis. Guys leave, guys stay. You know, there's sometimes internal strife. You had that a little bit at Florida State as well. How did you work through those things and you know, sort of get out on the other side in a positive manner?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think you have to be true to who you are. And I mean, that's, you know, it's always about building relationships. And, you know, I think that you get to showcase the identity of who you are, you know, through the challenging moments. You know, anybody can have a good attitude when it's, when everything's going well. I mean, but whenever it maybe doesn't go as expected, you know, how are you going to respond? You know, you're going to show the true character of who you are and what you're all about. And I mean, I think just building that consistency and continuity is what helps earn trust. And, you know, I mean, you remember as you were one of the leaders of that team that had to grow and develop during your time there at Memphis to show that your teammates could trust you. And that's why always appreciated guys like yourself that were workers that poured in. And it wasn't the about all the speeches that you were giving. It was just the work that you were putting in. I think it's the same thing for a coach. Is that you got a vision, you got a belief, but you got to go live it out. And when it doesn't go the way that you might hope, on a day or a game or even for a season, what is that response going to look like? And I've been fortunate to be around some great coaches, some great players, and guys that are willing to go through that journey.
Talking with Mike Norvell, he is the head coach over at Florida State, at Coach Norvell on X. Now, what do you think of the state of college football? Like, how much do you sort of pay attention to it, have to go through conversations with where we're at with NIL and, transfer portal and now revenue sharing potentially on the way? Or do you just try to put the blinders on and deal with your day-to-day?
You control the things that you can control. Obviously, I've got I've got opinions, and try to give perspective. In the time of forums where it's where there's possibilities or to try to help as we push forward in the new age of college athletics. But I think there's been a lot of positives that have come out of these changes. I mean, there's some things that really for everybody just to have more transparency, openness. Because I do think there's been for all the good. I mean, there's also been some really tough situations
sure.
that players have found themselves in. Where maybe they leave a good situation expecting to be going into a better, and maybe it's not always what they thought it was. That's hard to see. It's hard to see when guys are not able to fulfill the dreams and the goals that they have. But there's been a lot of great opportunities have been provided, and as we continue to work through it all, making sure that the game still stays pure to what it is, and you'll be able to impact and change the lives of the student athletes that are out there doing it, and making a difference for what their future is going to be as men when they get to hang up the cleats one day and go out there and make a positive impact in this world.
Now, what do you want to see tweaked about the way we're operating right now? I mean, and why is it probably the transfer portal? I think there's a lot of coaches that sort of talk about it, and there's no limits on where you can transfer right now. How many times you can transfer, the penalties. We know when I was playing, there was always going to be a penalty unless you were a graduate and you were making that step. But like, what tweaks to the way we're operating right now would you make if you had that say? Do I got you? Coach?
Hey, Gabe.
Coach,
yes, sir.
You got me?
I'm here.
Did you hear the question? Apologies.
The tweaks of
Tweaks of college football.
Yeah, there's all different. When you talk about transfers, I do think there's an element of, especially when somebody's getting started in college, if there's a big change where what somebody might have come into is different, and
right.
You see when 18-year-olds make decisions, and whether it's emotion, whether it's outside influence, kind of getting started in the process. And I do think there's been plenty of guys that have transferred, and had a chance to find new situations, but it's just when it happens so early in a career, it's one of the things that I think can be tough for everybody. And at the end of the day, I want the consistency as much as possible, the transparency of what it can be for players, and as coaches, we're gonna adapt and adjust to what the realities of it are. But you're just making sure that that as the students continue to grow in their journey, that that it is a progression to graduation, and that where they're not just going to try to find the best football playing situation and missing out on the educational aspect of what's going to impact the rest of their lives, and just stay the course to a degree, and setting themselves up for what their future will be beyond just the game.
Yep. Now, stylistically, I'm curious about this. You have a new quarterback coming in this year, Jordan Travis, off to the NFL. Sort of compare and contrast for me, like the differences, similarities of DJU versus Jordan, and how you're going to deploy him.
Well, you know, I love the both young men are just were great leaders, great, you know, people on a team. You know, they care about their teammates. They're extremely hard workers. You know, obviously Jordan, you know, was just, you know, one of the all time great, you know, quarterbacks in Florida State history, and you know what he was able to do. You know, excited for his future, and you know, DJ coming in has really done a nice job of you know putting in the work, building a relationship with his teammates. You know, he's obviously, when you look at the bodies, I mean, you know, DJ's, you know, 6'4", 6'5", you know, 250 pounds. He's got a, you know, got a great arm. You know, can really do a lot of different things. Can still, you know, in a different way, you know, could still move, you know, and hurt you with his legs. But, you know, I mean, it's just, you know, they are different players, and both have great strengths and, you know, different things that you can do, implementing, you know, their talents into an offense. And, you know, I'm excited to see it all come together because, yep, you know, it does start around the quarterback. But, you know, I think, you know, we've got some, you know, different playmakers, you know, a part of this offense. Some, you know, I think our offensive line will be, you know, probably the best it's been since we've been here. So, you know, that's a good place to start. And we got some experienced guys that that have played a lot of football and some great competition. So if we can, you know, have that rolling, definitely excited about where it can go from there.
And I know you can definitely speak to this, but like one thing I've always appreciated about DJ through his entire career, he was in that pressure pack situation at Clemson, man, like right after Trevor Lawrence left, and he took a lot of the blame. He got a lot of, you know, crap from the fan base. It seemed like he sort of had to stand in the line of fire for the way things were going at Clemson, but it feels like he doesn't carry any of that. He doesn't carry any of that day to day. He just sort of moves on, moves about his business, and gets it done.
Well, you know, he's got a great mindset, and you know, just the things that he's had to go through, you know, I think it really helped him, you know, on his journey. And there've been some tough and challenging moments, and some, you know, unfortunate situations, and you know, things that, you know, are probably outside of his control that you know, that he had to work through. And you know, I think that all those experiences have helped get him to where he is today. And you know, I think his you know, his appreciation for the opportunity that's here, and you know, the excitement for what it can be, and you know, just to, you know, being able to go out and work to have the best year, you know, of his playing career, and you know, to finish this, you know, college career the best way possible is something we're all excited about. And you know, he's putting in the work, and just you're trying to grow from the good and the challenges that he's had throughout this journey.
Yep. Now, I'll tell you this. I'm going to let you roll. Know you're a busy man, but I may be hitting you up for tickets coming up September 14th. So let's keep that line open.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it, Coach.
Gabe, I appreciate you having me on, and you guys have a great rest of the week ahead, and go Noles.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That is Coach Mike Norvell, head coach at Florida State. He is on X at Coach Norvell. I'm hyped up for that game September 14th, Connor, I gotta say.
Oh, it's gonna be huge.
I mean, you talk to people within that program, this is not by any stretch. They're happy that they have that bye week before they have to deal with
Absolutely.
The University of Memphis coming in. It's a $1.3 million bye game, but this is not a normal bye game. And this is why I do have to give credit where credit's due to Florida State, their athletic administration, and everything else. Usually you don't schedule these games, especially at home. You don't want to risk a loss in front of your home fans to a team in the group of five. But they're taking the challenge head on. I do appreciate that about their athletic department and Mike in particular.
I mean, Ole Miss has found out in the past, Memphis is not an easy team to have on the schedule. I mean, Missouri, you know, Memphis gave them a good punch last year, and I got to respect Mike Norvell for scheduling Memphis, because I think it's going to be a huge opportunity for the Tigers. And, you know, you heard the respect that he has for the team. He said that they're one of the most talented teams in the country, and he's really proud of where the program is right now. So it sounds like he understands that it's definitely not just some normal week for FSU. It's going to be a battle.
Something that's going to be interesting to watch, though, with his style of offense, opening it up, running the football with the quarterback as well. I want to see how he implements DJ Uiagalelei.
Yeah.
Because he will definitely use his legs, but he's a different style of runner than Jordan Travis. Doesn't really have that side to side. He's going to be downhill, and he will bring the boom to you. He's 6'5", 240 pounds. But then also the passing aspect of this thing, DJ's coming out of a place at Oregon State where they just lined them up and knocked them down using that running game. So he's definitely going to have to get used to opening it up a little bit more, throwing the ball a whole lot more.
You should have asked him for his first five plays. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
You had the opportunity.
Yeah. I don't think, you know, he's going to be pretty mouth shut.
Don't think you would do that?
Yeah.
No. But DJ's, he was one of the best transfer gets in the country.
I will tell you this, though.
It was such a big deal that he went to FSU.
I will tell you this about Mike, though. He's got a good opening script. So that's something you, if you're talking about the University of Memphis, you definitely have to weather the storm. Definitely have to weather the storm, because he will have a good opening script and he knows exactly what to exploit. So we'll see what that game looks like. But Mike Norvell, appreciate him carving out a little bit of time. We'll post this podcast here, 929ESPN.com, here shortly. But let's go ahead and grab a break. When we come back, we're going to hop into the Blitz next on the Gabe Kuhn Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.